This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi and transferred 20,500 crore rupees directly to the bank accounts of over 9 crore 70 lakh farmers across the country from Varanasi today. The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said India has given justice to the victims of the Pahalgam attack. Criticizing the opposition, PM Modi said, "This is new India." During Operation Sindoor, the entire world saw the power of a self-reliant India.
Operation Sindoor ke dauran, Bharat ke swadeshi hathiyaron ki taakat puri duniya ne dekhi hai. Khaskar, hamari BrahMos missilein. इनकी दहशत भारत के हर दुश्मन के भीतर भर गई है. पाकिस्तान में कहीं हुई ब्रह्मोस आवाज आ जाए ना तो नींद नहीं आती. मुझे खुशी है कि वो ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें हमारे यूपी में भी बनेगी. लखनऊ में ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग शुरू हो रही है.
Talking about farmers, PM Modi said PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of government commitment towards farmers' welfare. The Prime Minister appealed to everyone to give priority to vocal for local and give priority to local products during the festive season. India has received the final batch of 16 Airbus C-295 military transport aircraft, marking a significant upgrade to its defence capabilities. The handover took place today in Seville, Spain, with Indian Ambassador Dinesh K. Patnaik and senior Indian Air Force officials in attendance. The delivery came 2 months ahead of schedule at Airbus's Seville assembly line, as confirmed by the Embassy of India in Madrid on X. In October 2024, Prime Ministers Pedro Sanchez and Narendra Modi launched the Tata aircraft complex in Vadodara, Gujarat, where 40 additional C-295s will be manufactured. A total of 56 aircraft will be delivered under the program. In a significant ruling, the Special Court for MPs, MLAs in Bengaluru sentenced former JDS MP Prajwal Revanna to life imprisonment till death and imposed a fine of 10 lakh rupees. The case involved an obscene video and the rape of a 47-year-old woman. Prajwal Revanna, the grandson of former Prime Minister H.T. Devagowda, was convicted for repeated rape and abusing his position of power. The court also ordered a fine of 7 lakh rupees to be paid to the victim. The court delivered the verdict yesterday, while the quantum of sentence has been pronounced today. Prajwal Revanna is also facing 3 additional cases of a similar nature. 14 fishermen from Vedaranyam, Nagapattinam district in Tamil Nadu were attacked by Sri Lankan pirates today. The fishermen were in 3 fibre boats when the incident occurred. The pirates took away 5 lakh rupees worth fish catch and also fishing nets, diesel cans and GPS instruments. The fishermen, who were wounded, were taken to the Nagapattinam hospital. In cricket, India were 189 for 3 at lunch in their second innings against hosts England today on day 3 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London. The visitors are now leading by 166 runs. Yashasvi Jaiswal was batting on unbeaten on 85, while Shubman Gill was batting on 11. Akashdeep was the man out today after making 66 runs. India resumed their innings on their overnight score of 75-2. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh and Bihar today. Parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand and the northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. Japan had its hottest July in recorded history, with temperatures 2.89 degrees Celsius above average. According to the Japan Meteorological Agency, the nationwide average for July surpassed the previous record set in 2024 by 2.16 degrees Celsius. And with that, we end this news bulletin.